dajte oprostiti. Tepli dobri pobažanja, šlemo vam srdečno mi. Mi zgodi i ljubavi živiti usе svoje життя, щоб ваша хата завжди багата добром і щедрістю була. Добром і щедрістю була. Вами хай лиш Бог керує і порадником буде. З ним сім'я тепло відчує і щасливо заживе. Мирі, згоді і любові живіть усе своє життя, щоб ваша хата завжди багата добром і щедрістю була. Добром і щедрістю була. Завжди і спішить допомогти, і Господь з любові ласки рясно вас благословить. Мирі, згоді і любові живіть усе своє життя, щоб ваша хата завжди багата добром і щедрістю була. В мирі, згоді і любові живіть усе своє життя, щоб ваша хата завжди багата добром і щедрістю була. Щоб ваша хата завжди багата добром і щедрістю була.
Добром і щедрістю була.
And that was Trio Berenike, three members of a family in Ukraine in the Carpathian Mountains. And that is, it's a very prolific family. Most of the kids sing and they're in some combination or another. And this is from a trio on a CD that they recorded called Zrobię Dobro, which means do good. And Vmeri, Zhodi I Lyubovi, peace, love and harmony. Добрий вечір і вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопрограму «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Павліна, thank you so much for joining me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We have an Easter recipe, of course, for you coming up, one that you is really one of those must-do recipes, and as well, we've got Renata Hanenets, who'll be talking about Passover, which starts tomorrow. And we've got Arushnichuk's story with Stefan Andrusiak, and as well a book review, one of the finalists in the Kobzar Literary Awards for 2014. So stay tuned for all of that. We've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming up next, a traditional Ukrainian folk song. It is by the Canadian Bandurist Capella from Toronto, and from their first CD, it is called Oi Uluzi Chervona Kalena, and that translates as The Red Guelder Rose in the Meadow.
Thank you. For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for the past 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing artists and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Holis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, contact the Shevchenko Foundation at 204-944-9128, toll-free 1-866-524-5314, or visit shevchenkofoundation.com.
Синє море пить по.
From Turnbull, Connecticut, that was Olya. And from a CD called Zaprase Usne, Into Your Dreams, that was Sirihuse, Silver Geese. Up next, from Ukraina, Madheads, and Ukraina, Tse Nas. Ukraine, that's us.
Є на світі край багатий, щедрий меланами. Чисті води, ліси, гори, всього вдосталь є. Люди різні тут живуть, та щось є поміж нами, що тримає вкупі, розлучитись не дає. Гей, брате, руку давай, разом зі мною співай. Україна, світлими серцями, сильних рук, голів, розумних не бракує нам. Ми робити вміємо і бути хазяями, з радістю і горем не лишатись сам на сам. Гей, брате, руку давай, разом зі мною співай. Україна, ширими піснями, гарні тут дівчата і хлопці молодці. Хай луна весела пісня селами, містами, хай живуть душа у душу і рука в руці. Гей, брате, руку давай, разом зі мною співай. До карпатських схилів, від солоних хвиль морських до витоків Дніпра, все, що є на цій землі, твоєму серцю миле, ти помножна силу любові і добра. Гей, брате, руку давай, разом із нами співай.
The 19th annual BC Ukrainian Cultural Festival, Saturday, May 3rd in Mission. Non-stop dance competitions all day featuring dancers from all over BC and Washington State. Cultural displays and demonstrations, traditional arts and crafts, live musicians, and of course delicious Ukrainian food. Festival times 8:30 a.m. till 6:30 p.m. Tickets are $8, $5, and $1. Don't miss the 19th annual Ukrainian Cultural Festival, Saturday, May 3rd at Heritage Park Secondary School, 33700 Prentice Avenue in Mission. For more information, visit www.bcucf.ca. And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. One of the most distinctive Ukrainian breads is babka. Baba, or Easter bread, is a rich, tall, cylindrical, yeast-raised cake bread. Ukrainians from early times have been considered to be wonderful bakers, and making a good babka is considered to be a culinary art achievement. Besides the traditional babka, Ukrainians make several variations. They make almond babka, fruit and nut babka, country babka, babka with pumpkin, and baba aram. you'll need the following for a basic babka. 2 teaspoons sugar, 1/2 cup lukewarm water, and 2 packages of yeast. 1 cup scalded milk to lukewarm, 1 cup flour, 6 eggs, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 cup sugar, 1 cup melted butter, 1 teaspoon vanilla, zest of 1 lemon, 5.5 to 6 cups of sifted flour, approximately, and 1 cup of golden seedless raisins. This recipe is worth making, so relax, take your time. It is really easy. Just follow these simple steps one by one. Step 1. Dissolve the sugar in the lukewarm water, sprinkle the yeast over it, mix and let stand until it softens, about 10 minutes. Step 2. Combine with the lukewarm milk and 1 cup of flour. Beat well and cover. Allow to rise in a warm place until bubbly. Step 3. Beat the eggs and salt, then add the sugar slowly and continue beating. Beat in the butter, vanilla, and lemon zest. Step 4. Combine this mixture with the yeast mixture. Step 5. Stir in the flour and knead in the bowl for about 10 minutes before adding the raisins. Cover and rise in a warm place until double in bulk. Step 6. Punch down, knead for a few times, and let it rise again. Lastly, grease with soft butter, tall round cans, and dust with fine breadcrumbs. Fill them only 1/3 full. Cover and let rise in a warm place until it reaches the brim of the can. Brush with a beaten egg that's been mixed with 1 tablespoon of water. Bake for 55 to 60 minutes in a preheated 350-degree oven or until it sounds hollow when tapped or when a wooden skewer inserted in the middle comes out dry. Cool in the pans for 1/2 hour. Tip each loaf very gently from the pan onto a cloth-covered pillow, as the baba is so fragile and delicate. If desired, the loaves may be iced or glazed and decorated with baker's confetti. This is a custom in the old country. The babka is always sliced across the loaf, the top being first taken off, to be saved and put back like a lid, which remains and prevents dryness. Try it. It's Ukrainian. And happy Easter.
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
This is Stefan Andrusiak from Rushnechok, and you're listening to Nash Holos with host Paulette McQuarrie. Дорогі слухачі від всіх наших членів оркестри Рушнечок, великий привіт вам! Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос».
I don't know about you, but this has been a very long and snowy winter in my part of the country. Цього року зима довга, остра і сіра. Борис Будній написав слова, Євгено Сідач скомпонував музику. Пісня називається «Твоя любов зайшла зимою». Imagine a harsh winter compounded by the loss of love. Борис and Йоген's song is about just that kind of emptiness and solitude and a love gone cold in the absence of warmth.
Сьогодні заграю вам пісню про страту, про любов, яка простигла, охолодніла. Не знати, хто відібрав теплоту, любов зайшла зимою, але не будьмо безнадійні.
Winter is everywhere you look, long, cold, and raw. All of nature rests in slumber, crystallized beneath the frost. But the time will come, winter will pass, and spring will trickle in like a river of relief. Then, in the warmth of the sun, we will again hear songbirds at the windowsills. It's just that it feels like forever, awaiting their return. From Rushnechok Volume 3, available on iTunes, here is A Winter's Love. Твоя любов зайшла зимою.
Річкою весна, тоді під теплим сонечком пташку почуєш під вікном. Давно вже птиці відлетіли теплі сонячні країни, за собою залишили снігові лавини. Твоя любов зайшла зимою, твоїм подихом морозиною, твої слова обиді лено, полегкі морозне небо.
Thank you. радості загорілою, навіть поле розмовляє, наче з милою.
Наче з милою, наче з милою, розмовляє, наче з милою. Наче з милою, наче з милою, розмовляє, наче з милою.
І моргає ясний місяць над Дібровою, прилітає, буду ждати чорнобровая.
Чорнобровая, чорнобровая, буду ждати чорнобровая.
Чорнобровая. Чи світ іде дівчина, як та ганочка, караока, чорноброва, волиняночка.
Волиняночка, волиняночка, караока, волиняночка. Волиняночка, волиняночка, караока, волиняночка.
And that was Zubrivka from Toronto from their second CD released not too long ago called Vechernitsi, and that means evening party, and that song was a traditional Ukrainian folk song, The Girl from Volyn, Volynyanochka. And coming up next is, it's kind of a new tradition I'm starting here on Nash Holos. There are all kinds of different renditions of Ukraine's national anthem being played in all kinds of different musical styles. We've had an acoustic unplugged version in addition to the usual choral versions as well. We had a rock version recently, and most recently I came across a klezmer version. Here it is. Enjoy. Слухайте українську радіопрограму «Наш голос» на багатомовній радіостанції AM 1320 CHMB у місті Ванкувері. And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Patrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. The Festival of Passover commemorates the exodus of Jews from Egypt over 3,000 years ago. The timeless and universal message of this holiday is that slaves came to go free and that the future can be better than the present. Passover or Pesach, as it is called in Yiddish, begins in the middle of Hebrew month of Nisan, the first month on the Jewish liturgical calendar. It generally corresponds with late March or early April on the Gregorian calendar. In preparing for Pesach, Jews remove every trace of chametz or leaven from their homes and vehicles. This act symbolizes the haste with which the Jews left Egypt. They didn't even have time to let their bread rise. It is also a symbolic purification ritual, removing the puffiness or arrogance and pride which separates us from one another and from our Creator. The eating of matzah or unleavened bread is very important to Jews during this time. The scrupulous ritual avoidance of impurity helps Jews to observe the proper spirit of this festival. According to the Jewish faith, the key to salvation is the divine creative capacity within us. The awakening of this higher faculty will lead to universal awakening and freedom from restriction, as represented by the Exodus. Jews will continue to recount the Exodus story each year at Pesach until this destiny is finally realized on behalf of humanity as a whole. In the 20th century, Jews in the former Soviet Union considered living in the Soviet Empire of evil the same as living in slavery in Egypt. In Soviet Ukraine, it was very difficult to keep kosher. Baking matzah was banned by the Soviet authorities. Jews had to establish secret matzah bakeries in private homes. Hand-built brick ovens and operated during the night. Every morning, the ovens were cleaned to remove any evidence of matzah baking from suspicious KGB eyes. The distribution of matzah was also dangerous. Even in the last years of communism, during Glasnost, matzah baked in Slavuta, Khmelnytsk region, was still packed in cartons labeled as butter or other food products to disguise them during transport. Many Jews were afraid of being caught by KGB buying the forbidden matzah, so they baked their own at home, as in ancient times. The absence of kosher meat and other kosher food products in the former Soviet Union meant only matzah, potatoes, eggs, and vegetables for the 8 days of Pesach celebrations. However, Pesach is one of the most important holidays for religious Jews, and even for less observant Jews. So in Soviet Ukraine, Jews observed Passover as best they could, but always very carefully. For example, the first and second Pesach seders, or dinners, were for families only. No strangers were ever invited, for fear of inadvertently letting in a KGB informer. After the collapse of communism, life improved for Jews in Ukraine. Today there is a bakery at the 29th Shikovitska Synagogue in Kyiv. The baking of matzah there follows strict kosher protocols, and the bakery ships matzah all over the world. It is now possible to buy kosher food and wine in Kyiv. Jews of Lviv will be celebrating in the main synagogue as well as at the ruins of the Tereza half of the Golden Rose Synagogue in the old Jewish quarter of medieval times. Today, Jews in Ukraine are thankful to celebrate Passover freely, and they stand shoulder to shoulder with their non-Jewish Ukrainian friends and neighbors, united in their wish to live in the world where peace, prosperity, and mutual respect prevail. Do not believe anyone who says otherwise. This is Renata Ganenets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art. Until next time, Shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Чове військо та й співає стиха, як по ворем воріженьків не буде в нас лиха, як по ворем воріженьків не буде в нас лиха. чове військове боротьбу крива.
From a compilation CD from Ukraine, that was Vopli Vidoplasova with a contemporary arrangement of quite an old song that goes back to about almost 100 years, probably about 100 years, and it's called Marsh Sichovi Strelci, the March of the Siege Riflemen, and that goes back to the early 1900s. And another march from another war about 40 years later. The CD is called Ukrainsky Strelecki ta Povstansky Pisni Marshirujut vzhe Povstansky.
Marshirujut vzhe Povstansky, jak davno koli strilci. Хто живий, вряд ставай, здобувати визволяти рідний край.
Хто живий, вряд ставай, здобувати визволяти рідний край.
Тільки зброя дасть нам волю, гей, юначе, не парись. Водах ясні зорі знов засяють, як колись.
Хто живий, я самай, знову бати висоляти рідний край.
Вже не буде ворога, напоминати нам братів, не вливати ме отрути в серця чисті юнаків. Хто живий, врятувай, знову мати визволяти рідний край.
Welcome to Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knyzhka Corner, we will be discussing Erin Murray's book, The Unmentionable. Erin Murray's new book of poetry is a mixed media collection of verbal and image art. The title, The Unmentionable, is not a spelling mistake. It is a conscious decision by the award-winning writer to intrigue and mystify her audience. This collection of poems deals with Murray's exploration of her Ukrainian heritage after the tragic death of her mother from cancer. Her poignant words will resonate with readers whose parents emigrated from Ukraine. Everyone comes from somewhere, Mom. Murray decides to bury her mother's ashes in the tiny village of Libodechi in Ukraine. While dealing with her grief, Murray, known as E.M. in the book, meets her alter ego, Elisa Sampedrin, E.S., who has followed her to Ukraine and later to Romania. E.S. is a writer and translator, using E.M. to research the nature of experience. She has appeared previously in Murray's book, Little Theaters, in 2005. Although the relationship between the two writers is strained, they both need each other for inspiration. On her journey, Murray also describes her mother's journey from Ukraine to her home in the South Peace region of Alberta. In doing so, Murray touches on many poignant aspects of Ukrainian history. In 1944, Soviets seized an UPA North Order dated February 11th, which stated, "Freedom for the peoples, freedom for the individual." Throughout the 8 sections of this poetry collection, Murray uses many literary techniques to tell her story. There are numerous quotations from famous writers, including Denis Diderot, Jules Pateau, René Descartes. The text is written mostly in English, but the writer also uses words and phrases in French, Ukrainian, Spanish, and Romanian. The very first page contains 3 QR codes. When scanned by a smartphone, they contain a procedure for reading the book. For readers who are technologically challenged, the cryptic procedure also appears on the copyright page. The collection is mainly written in poetic form. However, there are also questions, lengthy prose passages, and essay-like arguments. While this elegy for Murray's mother explores her grief, it also explores her mother's Ukrainian roots. Through this pastiche of Ukrainian history, Murray examines the relationship between the past and the present. The strength of Murray's book lies in its complex web of meaning. She challenges readers to think about the complexities of human experience as she delves into her Ukrainian heritage. Many children of Ukrainian immigrants realize that they need to know about their roots, just as their parents are leaving them. For some, there is no one left in the old country to tell them stories of their past. This speaks to the importance of preserving the important stories of each and every Ukrainian immigrant. If we don't know our stories, they will become unmentionable. Murray's useful bibliography at the end of the book provides a very good listing of books about Ukrainian history. Readers will definitely find Murray's non-traditional poetic collection a challenge to read. However, its conscious vagueness and obscurity of both form and theme are critical to the success of the book. The non-traditional spelling and use of foreign words and phrases will test even the most dedicated reader. Erin Murray was born in Calgary. She's a prolific poet and translator who lives in Montreal. Her poetry collection, Furious, won the Governor General's Award for Poetry in 1988. In 2000, she began her career as a poetic translator with the translation of Nicole Brossard's Installations. Since then, she has translated French, Spanish, and Portuguese poetry. She performs and speaks nationally and internationally on poetry and translation. In her 16th book of poetry, The Unmentionable, Murray challenges readers to look at the limitations of language to express experience. This book was a finalist for the Cobzar Awards in 2014. It is available at Chapters, Amazon, and Barnes & Noble.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Konishka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Що працює на народ, хліб не краде, не привласнює завод. Рівноправство для жінок в суспільному житті. Вони матері дітей, без них немає сім'ї. Сім'ям житло, щоб у них все було. Щоб народжувати дітей і дитятко росло. Медицинська допомога незалежно від грошей. Повноцінне лікування і для бідних людей. Бабусям, дідусям, які все побудували. Пенсії попіднімати, щоб не голодували. Щоб не стидно було вийти погулять. Вдіти гарний костюм та гуцулку станцювати. Вільний доступ до ресурсів незалежно від зв'язків. Незалежно хто ти є і від статусу батьків. Вільний розвиток людей без державного пресу. Тільки так ми досягнемо прогресу. Ми поставим кінець, я за культ свободи всіх, хто зі мною молодець. Хто візьме хабаря, в космос полетить. В нас корупції не буде, тут таким нема де жить. Суботекс, алкоголь, метадон, нікотин. Кожний день пожирають дітей України. Я за овощі після спорту для всіх. Ча-ча-ча для старих і конфу для малих. 600 тисяч українців помирає кожен рік. А іще половина емігрує. Може Україна не дожити цей вік. Крім нас, українців, ніхто неньку не врятує. Тисячу років ми воювали за нашу свободу. І що ми дістали? Гроші народу не було і немає. Він з голоду тихо здихає.
можемо все змінити, набридло терпіти, так не можна жити, тільки разом зможемо все змінити.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesday, tune in to the Nanaimo edition of Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Vancouver, and Northwest Washington State at 12 noon on CHLY 101.7 FM. Contact TV airs on Multicultural Channel Omni 1 and on Channel 8 on Shaw Cable Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. with a repeat broadcast the following Monday at noon. If you have announcements or story ideas you'd like aired on Contact, please email them at studio@contact.ca. That's studio@kontakt.ca. And at 5 p.m. Sunday evening, slip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver and join me for another hour of fun here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, you'll find upcoming events, program information, audio archives, podcast feeds, and much more at www.nashholos.com. And from Winnipeg, Manitoba, that was Kalena with the toe-tapping Cymbala on Fire from their CD Seam 7. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Тиха вода береге ломить. And our proverb of the week translates as silent waters cut away the shore. Well, that just about wraps things up for another week here on Nash Holos. Just a reminder to check out our website, nashholos.com, for podcast links and other information. As well, a reminder that our Nanaimo edition Wednesdays now will be airing from 12 to 1 p.m., and that's on 101.7 FM on your radio dial, chly.ca, streaming online. So to take us home, we've got the Ukrainian Old Timers, also from Winnipeg, and the Dust Raising Polka. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks for listening and Dobranich!